the air. Haynes Ambulance, protecting you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Would you pick that up? Oh, no, it's a blue jump.
Stop.
Jeff.
Stop it.
Hey.
Hey.
Jeff, what is this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How about cleaning the toilet?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's not what the answer, but that's a good one. I think you're easing in the right areas here.
Yeah, your answer was warmest.
Have a great day, guys.
It was bluest.
You too. Lori.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I say clean out the refrigerator.
Boy.
That's tough for anyone.
Gosh, that is a thankless job.
I think that is equally hated by men and women.
Oh, gosh. That's
but it's a good guess, Lori. And by the way, everybody that's called us in our end of the week Emily segment.
Yay.
Stu.
Hi. Yes.
What is this job that this routine household chore that 1 in 6 men claim they've never done?
Clean out the oven.
Boy.
Oh, what a nightmare.
I'm glad there's a button for that on my oven. Yeah. Ooh, that's awful.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. 272-9228. We'll be back to this in a moment.
April 11th is 8-Track Tape Day. Yes, the 8-Track Tape. The pioneer of mobile music. Indeed, you wouldn't have iPods or other MP3 players if it wasn't for the 8-track tape. So, celebrate this technological marvel today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is taken into custody at Ecuador's embassy in London. He's wanted for extradition to the United States to face charges that haven't yet been made public.
London police saying he was arrested this morning after Ecuador withdrew his asylum and invited police in. Unconfirmed reports suggest he had to be forcibly escorted out of the building. Assange was wanted by British police for breaching bail conditions, but he says his real concern is being sent to the United States after his website published classified American files.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. A late-season blizzard's hitting parts of the Midwest, this man in Minnesota says.
I'd already put my snowplow away, and I was figuring we were done for the year. I plow snow on the side just as a side job, and when they started talking another big April snowstorm, I was dreading it, to tell you the truth. I was getting used to the warm weather.
That snow melting in rivers could lead to more flooding in the region. This is Fox News.
You found the morning show that's going to get all medieval on your
buttocks.
With Greg Budell.
A lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of a sheep.
Jay Scott.
I will hurt you for this. The day will come when you think you're safe and happy, and your joy will turn to ashes in your mouth.
Emily Hayes.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Hodor!
So grab another cup of coffee and relax, because...
And winter is coming.
But right now, it's three men and a lady.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
I have no idea what that was all about, but it sure sounded well-produced. Three men and a lady. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, Rich Thomas with a forecast you need to pay close attention to coming up. But every phone line is filled with a listener who wants to win, so we're going to go there first. And the question on this conundrum is, 1 in 6 men claim they have never performed this routine household chore. A lot of good guesses, no winner yet. Ethan, you're next.
Hey, Greg. The guy that's talking about the toilet made me think about what my wife got on me about the other day. Cleaning my hair up out of the sink.
Well, that's not it.
You can do that, or you can eventually call Clark's And that's the
well, that's true. That's true. We're in the right part of the house.
Yes, we are. Let's go to Brenda.
Good morning.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
What is this routine household chore that 1 in 6 men claim they have never, ever done?
Scrub the tub.
Oh, yeah.
Scrub the tub.
Yeah, that scum.
Yeah, right. The junk in the tub is pretty bad, too.
Yep.
Thanks, scum. Brenda. 2729228.
Scum.
Ginger.
Hey, hi, Ginger. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, so I was going to say ironing clothes.
Ooh. Ironing clothes.
Yeah, well, gosh.
I've actually done that.
I've done it a few times, but it never comes out the way Mom used to do it.
No, Mom had the... it's like she used the slide rule to get the crease.
I know. Sometimes I add creases that weren't there in the first place.
I was just going to ask you, have you ever done that with a pair with a natural crease and then you press them and now it's got two
That's right.
Look at, I put a gutter in my pants.
I love the way Mom could steam the clothes too, you know, that little...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Steam.
Ginger, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. And Denise.
Denise.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's talking? Who's this?
What do you think?
Is it clean the toilet?
I think we had that already. Yes. Do you have another one?
It's close.
You're in the right room.
How about clean the mirror?
Okay. Nope, we haven't had that one yet, but that's not it.
Okay.
Thank you.
What are those little white spots on the mirror?
Toothpaste,
yeah. Yep.
Stop it!
Yeah. I'm sure in hell.
Alright, we'll just move along.
You people are horrible.
We'll just move along
quickly.
It's alright.
Debbie.
By May, we'll be done with this notebook stuff.
Has anyone said clean or wash the windows?
And that's a thankless task, and it's not it, though.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
1 in 6 men claim to have never done this routine household chore. Paige.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay. I had a good answer, but then I found a better answer.
Okay.
Okay. Change the empty toilet paper to a new roll.
Change the empty toilet paper to a new roll. Really?
Guess what? That's it.
That's it.
1 in 6 men said they have never.
Which is funny to me because every time I put it on wrong, husband comes behind me and fixes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean puts it on wrong?
You know, over the top instead of under.
Wait,
you know what I mean?
No, it's supposed to go over.
That's what he says. I say it's under.
Yeah. No. It's got to be over because under it's going to be coming, you know.
Ew.
Yeah.
They do that in gas stations, so you can only take one square at a time, so you're in there for an hour.
I don't need your toed. Listen. I'm just saying. I found that conundrum interesting because... Husband always with the toilet paper rolls.
Yeah.
I just put it on the back of the toilet. Good job.
I mean, the fact that 1 in 6 men have never done that speaks poorly to our sex.
Yeah. Yeah, the Air Force won't take you if you do that.
That's right. Paige, don't go away. You're going to Seafood Bistro with a gift card.
Thank you.
Hang on. All right, everybody listen up now because this is important.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Our forecast for today, well, it's starting to warm up. We had 87 yesterday. We're looking for about 86, 87, somewhere in the same neighborhood today. So another quiet day as we, turbulence looms over the weekend. But we're going to enjoy this this nice day, a breezy day. Southeast winds 10 to 15. The rain chances 20% or less today and tonight. Not zero, but small. Tonight's low 63. Another warm day. Lower 80s at least tomorrow. And again, there could be some widely scattered thunderstorms. Most of us dry, but... rain chances running about 20% Friday, about 20 to 30% Saturday. Saturday's high also in the lower 80s. Then scattered thunderstorms Saturday night, especially in the overnight hours. And then, as we've been telling you, and you've no doubt heard by now, there's a risk of severe weather in the state. In fact, I think out in the western counties, it could begin pre-dawn Sunday, maybe even late Saturday night. and then spread on eastward through the morning hours on Sunday and in through the afternoon. And this will be a damaging wind threat and tornado threat across the state on this Palm Sunday. So we'll be watching things carefully. Hey, get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It's going to be very helpful. You can get access to all my videos, plus instant notifications for watches and warnings. And if we go under a warning, you can watch us in your safe place, watch our live stream. And that's really handy as well. Right now this morning, it's starting to warm up. We have east winds at 6 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies. Nice morning. 66 degrees, 812.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
All right, before we head down to the traffic dungeon and we get to our stupid news segment, which features today 33 shocking and unexpected celebrity facts. A reminder, we have an event going on a week from Saturday that I do hope you'll check out, because even though it's all about vision, it's also all about fun. 10 to 2 on Saturday the 20th at Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK is their spring screening event. Free screenings. Anybody that wants to see if they're a candidate for LASIK who takes the screening, it only takes a few minutes to do this, by the way, will receive a beautiful goodie bag from Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. There will be door prizes available for everybody. Free food and drink. Should be a good time. Lots of fun set up for the kids. So it's a family event. But also a great opportunity on a Saturday, if you've been interested in getting checked for LASIK, to take the few minutes it takes to get screened and walk away with a nice goodie bag, and then to contemplate the option of LASIK if, in fact, they determine that will work for you. That's why they have to do the screening. So mark it on your calendar, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Saturday, April 20th at Montgomery Eye. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. If you'd like more information over the phone, call 272-2020, or learn more on their website at onlinemep.com. All right, traffic, news, and then we're back with stupid news.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
We are cruising on into the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is still seeing a lot of traffic on I-65 southbound. Traffic is moving pretty well, but it's real crowded, so watch yourself there. Over on I-85, we have a little bit of a problem around the Eastern Boulevard as you're headed southbound, so watch out as the traffic slows down there. It'll thin right back out again in just a couple of minutes, so watch out. We don't see any problems on the boulevard. Things are returning to normal there with stop and go at most of the traffic lights. No big problems for you. Be careful. School zones are in effect for just a couple more minutes. Watch out in the school zones. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This 3 seconds brought to you by Shanking It at the Masters.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama lawmakers are close to abolishing judge-signed marriage licenses. The House Judiciary Committee approved the bill Wednesday, and now it moves to the House floor. Under the bill, couples would get a marriage certificate notarized and returned to the courthouse. A bill that would give Governor Kay Ivey more control of the state parole board has made it past the Senate committee. If passed, the bill would require prisoners convicted of murder, rape, and certain other crimes to serve at least 85% of their sentence or 15 years before being released. And a triple shooting is under investigation in the Lowndes County town of Mosses. One of the victims is in critical condition. Aaliyah is helping with the investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's gonna be a billion people sitting at home, turning on their televisions for Game of Thrones. There's gonna be a billion people, watch Cersei being evil, the Night King killing people, those dragons are so lethal. Billion people watching TV on Sunday night, a billion people wanna see who is gonna die. Game of Thrones will have a billion viewers streaming on their computers. There's lots of sex and booze and the season 8 conclusion. Jon Snow will find his fate this 2-year hiatus. Finally winter came. I bet it's gonna be the greatest. There'll be a billion people streaming it on Sunday. We're watching Daenerys Targaryen, Arya Stark and Tyrion. They better make the show worth the
time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I am your stupid news anchor, Greg Udell, at 8:20. Before I begin with this story, I was just outside seeing if traffic was being held up. Southbound 85 behind our building, which is located inconveniently between Perry Hill and the Boulevard.
Right.
It is real slow there. I'm not sure what's causing it, how far south it goes, but we'll get an update from Mr. Balaki in the traffic dungeon.
Okay.
Just saw him in the hallway.
Also, thanks to all the folks who called and participated in our conundrum. You'll be part of the Emily segment tomorrow.
Yay. Oh, is it? That's, gosh, tomorrow's Friday already.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's one of her pink jobs. But she, ow.
Whoa.
You guys.
It's not a blue job.
Do you even understand what I'm saying? Like, taking out the trash, that's a blue job. Like, taking the taking the trash down to the road, you know, doing laundry. That's a peak job.
You know,
job.
What you're describing is it sounds like some kind of point system.
It does. You do that.
And if you don't have your GED, you can't be pink or blue.
By the way, somebody called in with an interesting question. If you are a recruiter, or if you happen to know this answer, they said, what if your child is being homeschooled? Then
I should think that that should be okay.
How do they get accepted, or can they be accepted?
I've often wondered about, and many, many people we know are homeschooled. I know a lot of folks.
And they're very smart.
There's a whole family of the host after us.
How are they accredited? You know, in other words, how do you get into stuff? How do you prove that you went through all the requirements? I don't know how that works.
But we're curious as to how the military recruiters look at being homeschooled, if that
interesting
how that
interesting
weighs in.
Question.
So if you happen to know that answer, give us a call. We'd like to know. On to your stupid news, sir.
Yeah.
All right. I've been teasing this one all morning. 33 shocking and unexpected celebrity facts.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the one that I teased because I said we had one about the Elvis.
Mm-hmm. The Elvis.
Now,
the king.
I did not know this, but Emily probably did.
Please be careful here because
Elvis,
I'm so sensitive,
was a natural blonde.
Yeah.
We didn't know that.
See, though. I went to stupid you. I didn't get the...
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
So did he dye his hair his whole career?
Yes, he colored his hair. He had Priscilla color her hair jet black, too. Duh.
Everybody knows that. And
my God.
Charlie Chaplin was a natural blonde, too.
Thanks for reminding me. I'll put Alexis Silver
all
in at the end
of
the hour.
Because you've got to go get a haircut.
I have to leave.
Oh, you and this haircut.
You want to know why 85 is going slow? They've blocked off traffic.
So you can get to your haircut.
It's on time.
Worse than a presidential motorcade.
All right, some of the other facts on this list. Okay. Another one that is close to Emily, Betty White.
What about Betty White?
God, man, she's defensible.
She's older than
natural
sliced
blonde.
Bread.
Yes, we do that.
She's older than sliced bread. And once lived in Millbrook.
That, to me, is one of the greatest weird things about time is that, you know, bread's been around so long, but they didn't figure out to slice it till 1928.
I know. What?
She
what's up with that?
She still lives in Millbrook.
Technically.
Betty
White, yes.
Megan Mullally had a part in Finding Nemo, but they fired her because she refused to do her Will and Grace voice.
Oh, yeah?
Why would you refuse to do a voice?
Maybe it was a proprietary thing.
Yeah, maybe she just felt like...
Maybe she could only use that character voice on...
Possibly.
That's interesting.
That.
Shirley Temple was such a talented child actor that people were convinced she was actually a dwarf.
Really?
So yes. The Vatican sent somebody to investigate.
You're kidding.
No. Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken, who is, of course, remember, you know, he's always in the weird roles.
I love his SNL stuff.
Yeah.
As the Continental. He's so good as the Continental.
Yeah. Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
He used to be a lion tamer.
Really?
This doesn't surprise me. The man can do anything.
Boy, you gotta read those resumes.
Martin Luther King, Barbara Walters, and Anne Frank.
Naturally born.
Those three. What do you think those three very unique and different individuals have?
All born in the same year.
Yeah.
How about that?
You think I'm dumb, and then sometimes, just a surprise here and there.
You ever seen the movie Giant?
Giants? Oh, what, is that the old Western?
The oil.
Yeah.
Oil family.
Yeah.
Rock Hudson had affairs with both Elizabeth Taylor and James Dean.
To each their own.
Mark Wahlberg.
Pink and blue jobs.
You probably already know that Mark Wahlberg has three nipples. And that Harry Styles has four.
This has come up before.
How's your mother?
Jason Statham was a professional diver before he became an actor.
Oh.
Robin Williams' daughter Zelda is named after video game The Legend of Zelda, Jay.
Yeah, I knew this.
He was a big fan.
Huge fan.
Humphrey Bogart was 2 inches shorter than Ingrid Bergman. So he had to wear platform shoes and stand on boxes during the making of Casablanca.
Lifts.
I just want to know that.
Watched a movie with all kinds of his outtakes. And it's so out of character to watch his outtakes because he's so funny and you know, he's not that way. Right. He's not the guy you think you know.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Eartha Kitt, who I saw on Broadway in Anything Goes.
Yeah.
I can't read this one. Oh. In the early 70s, Angela Lansbury moved her family from Hollywood to Ireland because her daughter was getting mixed up with the Manson family.
You're kidding.
Murder, they wrote.
Whoa. Yeah.
B. Arthur.
He had that one ready.
That one. Bed knobs and swastikas.
B. Arthur was one of the first members of the Women's Reserve in the Marine Corps in the 1940s.
Yep. Oh, God.
Whoa! My ears blew.
Will my eyes return to their rightful place? Will they stay crossed forever? Tom Cruise's right front tooth is the center of his mouth.
It is. Yeah. It's, oh, it's so weird.
What happened to the rest of my fans?
Tom Cruise.
4-4-3-4.
You got other stupid news, right?
Wait a minute.
Or is that all?
No, that's from my cheap and trashy. But I moved.
Those were all very interesting too. I'll tell you what.
Hey, is one of your morning maroons that guy on the plane the other day? Maybe not. I don't even know if you know where your morning maroons are.
I can't believe I cannot find the other pages of these 33 odd facts and stupid news, for which
I'd really like to continue these facts.
So I gave you 1 through 6 mm-hmm. through 15.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know what? I don't have all 33.
They may just have given you the top 15.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's rude.
I'll look at
They
the
were
rest.
Good. That was good. That was worth our time.
That was fun.
No doubt.
Thanks, Greg.
I'm glad you enjoyed.
You can go get your hair cut now.
No, it's a little early. First of all, let's go down to the traffic dungeon and see what's causing the big slowdown on 85 southbound.
As we move on into the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees I-65 clearing up. Everything looks great going into downtown Montgomery at this point. We do have trouble on I-85 as a slowdown around the Eastern Boulevard. It's between Eastern Boulevard and Berry Hill Road. Slows down there and then speeds right back on up again, so watch it through that area. If you're on the boulevard, we're back to stop and go traffic at most of the traffic lights. No major problems for you. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you. Early registration for summer term at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the end of April. Classes begin March 22nd. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Look who's on the phone with us at 8:30, Mr. Sandman. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
What'd you say?
Yeah, now my head is full of all sorts of interesting little facts.
Mm-hmm. I did find the rest of the list. For example, Gina Davis almost made the U.S. Olympic archery team in 1999, just 2 years after taking it up. Goose is into archery. She's got, she's very good at it.
It's on the rise.
I know that.
Well, when I was a little boy, we shot arrows at everything. Never hit anything.
You could put your eye out with those, you know. Did your parents
do that? Almost did, yeah. But
yeah.
Well, let's talk mattresses and great prices at Mr. Sandman.
We've got a great, you know, everybody talks about, you know, how big of discounts they're giving and everything. You know, you hear people 50% off some made-up retail price or whatever. We don't talk about that. We just give you the best value you're going to find on a mattress. If you shop other stores and then come see what we offer and the prices we have, unless you just saw something somewhere else that you just really loved, you're going to probably do business with us. I mean, everybody in town sells good mattresses. We're just about everybody. But we have a better selection of mattresses you won't see anywhere else. Most stores carry the same brands, just with different names on them, so you can't cross-shop it. The big chains, they have mattresses made specifically for them so that, you know, they can take any of the guts out, make them anywhere they want to, but tell you it's a great mattress and there's no way you know any different until you own it for a little while. But we have mattresses made by companies that are 120 years old, 70 years old, whatever. And they're smaller, a lot of them are smaller companies, but they're nationwide companies. They're not little bitty companies. And they provide better mattresses at lower prices because they have to compete with the big boys who have, you know, brand name. And so if you need a mattress, whether you want a really luxurious mattress like a Palolade latex mattress, which is the very best you can get if it's comfortable to you, and a lot of people love them, or if you just want a decent, inexpensive mattress for a guest room or a small child or something, and all the way in between, whether you want to spend $300 for a set or, you know, $3,000 or $1,500 or $900, come see us. We've got the biggest selection in town. We deliver promptly. We've got them in stock if you want to take it home with you today. A lot of them, not 100% of everything in every size, but we have, you know, we have twins, fulls, queens, and kings in stock. The only thing we really don't stock are California kings, and we actually have a couple of those. So we're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 in Millbrook on the right-hand side across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and we do have a sale going on with beds, headboards, pillows, mattresses. Everything we've got is on sale. Come see us.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you.
Have Bye-bye. A great and very prosperous weekend. 8:33.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
In April, we enjoy the beautiful quiet days because April is also a very turbulent month. We'll get to that in just a moment. But for today, like yesterday, another great day, a good day to be just enjoying nature with a high temperature today up to about 86, 87. Good bit of sunshine, kind of breezy, southeast winds 10 to 15. I've got the rain chances, not zero, but 20% or less today and tonight. Tonight's low down to about 63. Tomorrow, another warm day, at least low 80s tomorrow. And there could be some widely scattered blips on the radar, widely scattered storms. But again, the rain chances on both on Friday and Saturday, I have it about 20% during the daytime hours. Saturday's high also in the lower 80s. Then scattered thunderstorms coming in, perhaps Saturday night, especially in the overnight hours. And that says this significant storm system out to the west of us moves in. By the way, this is not the storm system causing blizzard conditions across the north central U.S. This is a completely different storm system that right now doesn't even exist. In other words, it's going to blow up over the next few days. And this is the one that could bring severe weather to our state, beginning perhaps in the late night hours Saturday night in the western counties in northwest Alabama, and then through the morning on Palm Sunday and into the afternoon, the threat of severe thunderstorms and possibly tornadoes here in the rest of the state. So we're going to be very watchful, and that's why we are asking you to stay on top of this situation. Right now, this morning, it's nice. Temperature is 66 with a nice-looking morning out there at 8:34.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
It's 8:35. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Did you see that?
Oprah.
I'm seeing that.
Her real name is technically Orpah. Not like the whale. O-R-P-A-H.
But was spelled...
Nobody knew how to spell it when she was born.
On the birth certificate?
Said her aunt had picked the name. Nobody knew how to spell it, so it went down as Orpah. But Oprah was the phonetically intended name, so she's...
Wow.
I don't know if she's ever changed it. Wow, there's Mark Wahlberg's third nipple.
And there's
Harry Styles with four. Wow.
That's so weird.
Well, I just thought I lost all my respect for Elizabeth Moth. Scientology, forget it. I got no use. Because I pulled up the rest of the list of odd facts. Mm-hmm. Betty Davis kicked Joan Crawford so hard.
Yep.
How hard did she kick her, Greg?
It was a scene in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane that Crawford needed stitches.
Whoa.
But we don't feel particularly sorry for Joan Crawford.
They both were just horrible to each other on that.
What is that movie?
And.
It's a creepy movie.
And.
Yes.
And.
Okay.
So there was Whatever Happened to Baby Jane,
right?
And then the quote-unquote follow-up to that, not as a sequel, but as another vehicle for both of them since they were aging actresses in Hollywood, mm-hmm. was Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, which is phenomenal, right? So after the success of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, it was going to be Davis and Crawford again, and Betty Davis had, like, producing or directing role on Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, and Joan Crawford got sick and delayed filming by, like, at one point it was 2 weeks, and then she kept feigning some illness, and Betty Crawford was like, you know, or Betty Davis was like, you know what? Whatever, Joan. K-bye. Bring in Olivia de Havilland to take her place. Reshot what they had already shot with Joan Crawford with Olivia de Havilland from Gone with the Wind. That's I know you're making that face, Greg.
Olivia de Havilland, by the way, is still alive.
She's amazing.
She's 102?
And she does such a great job in Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte that I couldn't imagine Joan Crawford doing it. Well, but Betty Davis don't play. Betty Davis don't play. Let me tell you, she was out of work because she had aged out of Hollywood. She had kids to feed. What did she do? She took out an ad in Variety that was like Oscar-winning actress looking for work. Betty Davis is a national treasure.
But Joan Crawford's a
pretty much.
Okay. The follow-up fact is Joan Crawford retaliated on Betty Davis by putting weights in Betty Davis's pocket so that when Davis had to drag Crawford's near lifeless body, she strained her back.
Yep.
Women are such...
hateful to each other. Okay. Hateful.
Wow.
Those two.
Anyway, there you go. That's...
I didn't mean to get so fired up, and I don't feel like I should apologize for my...
22 minutes.
Excuse me?
I have to get my hair cut in 22 minutes.
Oh.
We got our Morning Maroon nominees coming up. And a reminder, again, maybe just thinking ahead to the fact you might want to jot the number to Jones Brothers down, because even straight-line winds can separate shingles and cause water to get into your house and stain up the ceilings and rooms and things. The settling of your house can also cause the same problem, and those straight-line winds can also blow water. I didn't know this is possible, but it can get into your house through the brick mortar. Even that will develop cracks that will, under the right combination of circumstances, allow water. So when you see that kind of a stain, that doesn't mean you need to replace your roof. It just means you need to call Jones Brothers. And that number that you want to write down is 800-264-8009. Get them out. Count on their honest and straightforward diagnosis of the issue, and they will fix it. They have the Rembrandt of stain fixer-uppers on their staff. Do a phenomenal job. And if you do need your roof replaced, then ultimately every 35 to 40 years, a house should go through that. Jones Brothers are the people. But look at their portfolio of work at jbroof.com, and you'll see their guarantee is rock solid. And if somebody's not happy, they'll make sure that they are 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They do replacement windows and doors as well at Jones Brothers Roofing. 800-264-8009 or jbroof.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A bill that would give Governor Kay Ivey more control of the state parole board has made it past a Senate committee. If passed, the bill would require prisoners convicted of murder, rape, and certain other crimes to serve at least 85% of their sentence or 15 years before being released. Alabama lawmakers are close to abolishing judge-signed marriage licenses. The House Judiciary Committee approved the bill on Wednesday, and now it moves to the House floor. Under the bill, couples would get a marriage certificate notarized and returned to the courthouse. And a triple shooting is under investigation in the Lowndes County town of Mosses. One of the victims is in critical condition. Aaliyah is helping with this investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of small smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Dog is man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's to you, Mr. Putting Green Hole Cutter at the Masters. You're the guy who moves the holes on the green from one place to another and then fill the old hole like it was never there. You keep each hole from being worn down by constant use and make the game more exciting, if that's even possible. So thank you, Mr. Putting Green Hole Cutter at the Masters, giving credit where little is given. You're our unsung hero of the day.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
golf. Okay. That is the winning word today. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I'll ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228 with the word golf. Next time you're at Baumhauer's, by the way, try the Nan Golf Shrimp Po' Boy.
I wish I had one now.
Lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill downtown or at the Boulevard location. Again, thanks to everybody that came out to join us there last night. Let's get former Secretary of State Jean Chrétien.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. And joining us to help judge the dumbest of the dumb, he is such a reasoned country kind of guy, Randy Burkhalter.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's an odd lot today. Nominee number one from Tennessee, arrested Friday after she stole a motorized scooter from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So she could get to Waffle House.
How do you do what you have to do. If you need to be at Waffle House, you make it happen.
Is that grounds for dismissal on this case?
I think so. I don't think that's a maroon. I think that's using your brain to get some hash browns.
Well, she was arrested, so I hope she had to eat before they took her away.
Would you tell him I missed that?
What?
He's got a blue job going on in Prattville Farm.
I can't hear any.
Hold up.
Yeah, he's talking.
He's talking to somebody in the store.
Oh.
He's working.
It's okay. It's working.
All right, nominee number two. This is a weird story. It's turned up everywhere. A dentist in Clifton, New Jersey named Wayne Ganji put up some racy Easter decorations outside his office, including five mannequins in lingerie wearing bunny ears, fishnet stockings, and Easter baskets.
Well.
A lot of people have been stopping to take pictures.
Sounds like Millbrook.
The city says he's not breaking any. Clifton is the sister city to Millbrook. Did you know that? Is not breaking any laws, but a woman who lives across the street thinks it's disgusting. So on Tuesday, the woman started chainsawing down the display, carving up the mannequins, and making it real clear that I'm a filled with hate, miserable human being. I'm probably going to hell when I die, so I'm just going to carve up your beautiful Easter setup. Humorless. Humor impaired. And our third nominee today is a Florida guy.
Imagine.
I think this is our winner. A guy who calls himself the Saint was arrested in Brevard County. Now, that's the county that's north of Palm Beach, north of Martin, north of Palm Beach. He was yelling obscenities at people, including a threat that his turtle army would destroy them. Officers responded to seven calls about disturbances at Starbucks Coffee and two restaurants. Thomas Devaney, 61, went with an officer to the police department where he yelled at the dispatcher in the lobby while pounding on walls and glass, saying, "If you don't leave and release me, you'll all be sorry." Dropped an F-bomb or two because he threatened to have his turtle army return and attack.
Which begs the question whether the turtle army accepts GEDs or not.
We've been asking that question all morning long. I kind of like...
Yeah, I think Turtle Army's going to win it. I will tell you about a guy that I read about yesterday who, he was on a flight from L.A. to Philly.
What you don't see in the studio is Jay referencing L.A. with his left hand and Philly with his right hand to represent the West and East Coast.
Well, for whatever reason, he thought he could light up.
Light up what?
A cigarette.
Yeah.
And then they said, I'm sorry, sir, you can't do that. Okay.
And he said, I'm Greg Bunnell. I can do whatever I want.
Some time goes by, and then he lights up again.
Yeah.
And so the pilot says, fine, we're landing. And he landed in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
They escorted the guy off the plane.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Wow.
They,
and then continued their progress to Philly. Delaying an hour.
That's amazing.
But didn't charge him with anything.
To think he could just fly anywhere and light up.
Yeah. But I think Turtle Guy wins this one. I like Turtle Guy. Yeah,
I like Turtle Army.
Turtle Army.
Randy?
What do you think?
That sounds good to me.
What an imbecile. What an
ultramaroon. All right. Let's talk.
Talk turtles.
Yeah, we got some rain coming this weekend.
Yes.
So do we plant before or after the rain?
Well, I tell you, I have an old-timey sign report to give. We have seen pecan trees start to bud.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, for the first time, I heard the whippoorwill.
The whippoorwill.
Yes, sir. So
was it lonesome?
I'm going on out on a limb here and saying it's okay to plant pretty much anything.
All right.
Yes, sir. Maybe wait a week or two on cotton.
You know, it's interesting. The pecan tree is the last to bud and the first to go naked.
Yeah, we often use the pecan tree kind of as a judge. And now in all the years I've been doing this, one time pecan tree's budded out and we got a frost. That's the only time that I can remember.
If you want a tree that'll grow quickly, too, pecan trees. I had one next to my fence at my old place. It was just a, you know, skinny little thing. Now that thing is a monster.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they grow quickly.
Yeah, they do.
They do, I'm saying at time, pretty much, you can put anything in the ground and be okay. Now, we generally go by Good Friday, which is not here yet, but... And Rich will tell you, Good Friday changes sometimes. Changes time. Sometimes it's early April. This year, it's a little later in April.
It,
Yeah. I have seen it in March.
It can go as from late March through late April. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is late this year. So I'm saying now is a good time to be safe to plant pretty much anything. And I tell you, last time we talked, I talked about the wide variety of vegetable seeds that we have and flower seeds, and I failed to mention, you know, we have a lot of grower products that aren't something you'll find in chain stores. These are products that you'll never see an advertisement for, not in, you know, mass media. Grower mixes like Sun Grow, Michigan Peat, and that's P-E-A-T. They produce a product called Bacto Potting Soil. These are products that are a little above what you would find in most of the chain stores. And we know our mixes. In other words, if you're propagating seeds or cuttings, we know which mix is best for that. So we've got a lot of grower mixes. So if a person is so inclined to pot plant, propagate seeds, cuttings, do that kind of stuff, or if you just want a good potting soil to put some spring and summer flowers in, we can cover that with no problem.
Prattville Farm Center, the place to buy what you need, the advice and wisdom to make sure that you plant it properly and nurture it properly and to get rid of stuff you don't want growing. Randy, your location and hours, please.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, and that's just about a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's in Prattville. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
All righty, my friend, we will, I might even see you on Saturday. I'm trying to work it out, but we'll be up there soon, one way or the other.
Well, you come on. I'll got some mane and tail for you.
All righty, my friend. Take care. And speaking of mane and tail, it's time to go get my hair washed.
Hey.
All callers to the show qualify for some great prizes in tomorrow's Emily segment, right around 8:57, including the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. So when you're ready to take a trip or you're car hasn't been serviced in a while, give Don Duncan a try. They make it so convenient for you with customer service that will exceed your highest expectations. News and Views is next.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com. 27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Bring on the biscuits. Yeah, bring on the biscuits.
The biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Each Monday is dedicated to our Golden Biscuits members, presented by Arrowhead Country Club and Blue Water Broadcasting. Membership perks include a ticket to each Monday home game, $10 in food bucks, and a discount at the Biscuit Basket. For more information, visit biscuitsbaseball.com or call 323-BALL.
Let's go!
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ellis, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Aravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's. Yes, we have Master Jeweler and staff. Yes, we have graduate GIA gemologists. Yes, we're American Gem Society. Yes, we're partners with De Beers. We have all these things to give you the best possible service, best possible product at Marguerite's. And the best thing of all, it doesn't cost anything more. Actually, it costs less. We're going to be lower priced than anyone else for a higher quality product put together the proper way at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, we make it. Come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. On Gessa!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just